8:18 the time. Now, you've been calling this morning and telling me where you were 10 years ago on 7/7. 52 people were killed and hundreds injured when four suicide bombers attacked central London. It was the worst single terrorist atrocity on British soil. And this morning we've been looking at how safe Essex is after 7/7 and what's changed. Stephen Kavanagh is the Chief Constable of Essex Police, who joins us now in the studio. Chief Constable, thank you for coming in.
Good morning, James.
I believe you were in the Met and in London on 7/7.
I was. It was a warm Thursday morning.
It was.
And I was travelling into Scotland Yard and went into Liverpool Street. Walked towards the Circle Line and saw confusion, the gates were shut, realised something was dreadfully wrong, and then ran all the way to Scotland Yard. The phone networks were down. I don't remember people remember the confusion. And of course, unbeknown to me at that moment, was actually there were events going on across London, in Edgware, in Tavistock Square and elsewhere. It was one of those days in your career that you'll never forget.
Were you, looking back now, obviously, with hindsight, the fact that the communication between the emergency services didn't work, somebody should have checked that out a long time before then?
I think there were an immense amount of lessons. You look back at the King's Cross fire, and then what happened on 7/7, there was a remarkable response. What I saw on that morning were uniformed officers running towards those shut down barriers, the escalators where everyone was swarming away. You had the boys and girls in blue running towards the danger. I think there were massive lessons about how we work. And in the 90s, I was a counterterrorism officer dealing with the IRA. In 2010, I was the commander of counterterrorism dealing with Islamic terrorism. And each of those iterations, 1990s, 2005, 2010, the challenges keep shifting and we have to keep adapting if we're going to keep communities safe.
How many foiled terrorist attacks are there? We keep hearing that there are people who have been trying to commit more atrocities since then. I mean, is it as bad as sometimes we're led to believe?
Well, the threat level is at severe. And what we now have is the IRA used to try and plant bombs and walk away. Mm. They were indiscriminate in the way they tried to kill as well. But actually, these people now really don't care. We saw those three women from Essex who lost their lives on that morning. Other people lost limbs. They had their lives shattered by this indiscriminate, horrible violence. What we're seeing with the rise of Islamic State, Syria, Afghanistan, is people are going there and they're getting skills and they want to come back to see whether or not they're going to use those skills at home. So the difference between these coordinated attacks that took place on the 7th of July and these lone wolves, these people who want to try and do something on their own, those awful events that we saw with Lee Rigby, you know, the world has changed. You look across the world now, whether it's Woolwich or Sydney, whether it's Brussels or Paris, these people are intent on operating sometimes alone, sometimes without communication. They're radicalising themselves on the internet. And I thought I was busy when I was commander of counterterrorism in 2010. Speaking to my successor, there are double the number of arrests that are now taking place. So lots being disrupted, lots being done.
You've had to make major cutbacks in the Essex force. Do you think you are still able to keep us safer than we were 10 years ago?
I think what we're having to do is we did an exercise last summer at Stansted Airport. We had the military in, we had the fire service in, we had the airport authorities, we had the councils, even the government were involved. What we're doing better than we've ever done before is we're trying to make sure we're trained and we're trying to anticipate what will the next issue be. I think the quality of the conversations we have with our partners is better. But actually what we need to do is work and stop this demonisation that takes place in certain parts of the chattering groups, demonising all of the Muslim community. What I saw as Commander Counterterrorism was the overwhelming majority of Muslims cannot abide, cannot understand this horrible violence. And they're the ones that come forward and talk to us about people who are going quiet, people who are suddenly spending more time on the internet. And what we need is a police service and community groups that welcome them, help them to talk and help them to talk about what their concerns are.
A lot of people say, well, this is all very well. We're talking about 7/7 today. It happened in London. We're not really at risk here. We're outside the capital. Nobody's going to come into Essex and do something like this.
Well, if you speak to the poor families of Anne Moffat, Carrie Taylor and Fiona Stevenson, they suffered the ultimate loss for their families. They must not be forgotten. These people don't care whether it's a shopping centre in Manchester, London, Essex, whether it's a port, whether it's an airport. We saw Glasgow being attacked following these events as well. And the risk of complacency, whether it's my officers being alert, whether it's people in the community talking to us, whether it's preventing the radicalisation, this is as relevant, if not more relevant, than it was in 2005. And it's our job to not just deal with the burglaries, not just deal with the stabbings, but keep one eye on keeping communities safe from terrorism.
But you do have fewer officers, and people are going to be concerned about that.
Yeah, my officers have got to be better briefed, they've got to be better trained, they've got to be ready. And, you know, as I've said to you before, James, my job is to get the best with the resources I'm supplied. And we've seen the recent events, some of the tragedies over the weekend, again, my officers running towards violence, running towards difficulty, when others rightly step away. We'll continue to do that, and people of Essex need to know, whether it's knife crime or terrorism, Essex Police is committed to getting better.
If there was another 7-7 in the capital, Essex would be called on, wouldn't they? What would your role in that be?
Well, my role primarily is to keep the people of Essex safe. So whilst we will always try and support the national demand if there is something unusual happening, my first priority would always be to keep the people of this county safe and to keep the response to anything that can take place. Because what we saw on this day, 7-7, four separate attacks. These people can be very sneaky. They'll attack in different ways. So keeping the county safe, making sure the quality, what I saw when I was commander of counterterrorism, we've got the best counterterrorism arrangements in the world. I've spoken to Americans, I've spoken to Australians, I've spoken to European colleagues. The nature of the conversations we have with the security services, the nature of the conversations we have with education, from the local greengrocer all the way through to international liaison officers overseas, we have got the best arrangements. We've got the most confidence in how we get these things done. And we need to build on that, not break it down and change them.
You sleep well, knowing in your mind that we have enough resources to keep us safe.
James, I would always ask for more resource, you know, whether it's a riot, whether it's a knife crime surge that we've been talking about, whether or not it's terrorism, there is always more that can be done. But I'm confident with the resource that we've got, people are well trained, they're well supported, they're having better conversations, and Essex is in a good place, and people need to get on with their daily business but remain alert to those things that just have a change.
Chief Constable, thank you very much indeed. I'm sure we'll talk more about this in the future. For the moment, Steve Kavanagh, thank you very much.